Hello, Angela and Gwenny here with you again. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Rise and Shine. And as I rose this morning, this morning was a bit rough, to be honest. I woke up this morning having a little cramp on my lower abdomen. So normally what I do is I wake up at 5. I do a 20-minute workout. After that, I do some prayer, meditation, and then I listen to a podcast as I get ready for my morning. But this morning, I wasn't even able to do my normal jump rope. Anybody who knows me knows I do not like exercise. So for me to wake up at 5 to actually work out, my goodness, that's a big thing. And I've been feeling so accomplished because I've managed to do it on a day-to-day basis. But today, I was feeling kind of crampy. And I couldn't even literally move. Like, just jumping the rope was such an ordeal. And I sat there when I was praying and I said, God, you know, and I'm not religious. Let me just put that out there. When I say God, I mean, it could be anything. Creator, universe. We have different names for God, but we'll call God, God at this point. I wanted to say, we take so much for granted. The fact that I could wake up, and this was the prayer this morning, the fact that I woke up and my body and my head was working and I was thinking and I could put one foot in front of the other and I was breathing, we really do take our bodies for granted. And we never think about it consciously until we fall sick. The day we actually cannot be able to do something with our bodies is the day we say, oh crap, I really do take this body part for granted. There's a time I got conjunctivitis from my son. My goodness, I never thought something so little could cause so much pain in your eye that you're like, what the hell is going on? But then that's when you're like, crap, I really take this eye for granted. I take blinking for granted. And I'm there busy praying to God, take this pain away. But generally, we take our bodies for granted. This vessel that we've been given to carry our spirit throughout this world is the one we treat the worst. We don't feed it well. We don't take it for walks, if I can put it that way. Walks just means exercise. We don't take it for service. As I was telling, I did a quick survey a while back on my Instagram and I asked people, how often do you go for yearly checkups? Because I had lost two colleagues, two friends in the span of a week. It was a week and a half and they both passed away from COVID-related symptoms. And I was like, some of these things can be caught early. If you go to a doctor early enough, you can kind of, treat it. But we normally I will speak for me and my people sometimes, we like going to a doctor when stuff is hitting the fan. You know, when you need a miracle and then you ask, Jesus, take the wheel. And then you're wondering, why isn't he taking the wheel? Because your ass. You should have actually just gone for that checkup when you knew something was feeling off in your body. Yesterday, I was talking to a friend of mine. And she's been going through a really rough time and had a series of ectopic pregnancies. And the funny thing is, she kept on telling me, Angela, I kept on going to my doctor and saying, something is off. Something is really off. The doctor's like, no, we've checked. Nah, nothing is going on. And yes, doctors are not God, so they can't see everything. But she knew her body was not correct. So she kept on pushing and pushing, and they found something. They found out that they'd left some debris from the last miscarriage she'd had, and she had to actually undergo emergency surgery. So I'm saying it for this reason. Today you woke up, you could see. Be grateful. Take care of your eyes, take care of your ears. Be grateful for your ears. You can listen, you can hear me talk. Be grateful for your mouth because I can speak. Some people wake up and can never speak again. That you can think, that your hair is in place, that your arms can move, that you can walk, that you can even breathe, that your organs inside the things, we are a walking miracle, is what I was thinking the other day. Like, we have no understanding what happens within our bodies on a day-to-day basis, but, our organs are kind of working, and then until they stop working, then we go to a doctor. But there's so much to be grateful for in this vessel that we carry, that we really take for granted. So today, I just want to read a few words from Marcus Aurelius to end this and say, what precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, but most importantly, to love. So love yourself today. Treat your body a bit better today. Exercise a little bit. Eat right. It's the only vessel you've got, honey. It's the only thing between you and your maker. This is the only thing you have. And it's the only friend that will carry you till the end. So take care of it.